Good morning. Let us look to the Lord in prayer first, and after that, Jason will distribute some papers to take questions from you all. And at the end of the meeting today, we will discuss whatever time we have left. So let us pray. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for this time that we can come and open thy word. And learn, O Lord, from thee, and also the events of this world. We thank you, O Father, for this privilege. We ask all of these things in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen. So we will continue with the study from the Word of God. We are looking at the Great Reset. Several of you have told me that you have looked into the internet, had seen and looked at the 8 predictions that the World Economic Forum is predicting to happen by 2030. Are these possible? That is the question we have, but we will look at them. Before we get further, let me also, I've added 2 other pictures. Excuse me. As I mentioned in Matthew chapter 3, verse 3, we had seen that John the Baptist prepared the way for the Lord. And is this World Economic Forum, these unelected leaders of this world today, they are pretty powerful, but very open, and they are wanting to control the world from what we see. The founder is Klaus Schwab on the left. This is King Charles on the other side. We've looked at these 2 also. One is George Soros, the Hungarian American, a billionaire, and of course our very own Bill Gates. And Bill Gates has a very strong presence in this Great Reset. I added these 2 pictures, which is President Bill Clinton and Larry Fink. You may or may not know him. These 2 people are very brainy, very intelligent. And Larry Fink is the president and CEO of BlackRock. BlackRock, as an investment firm, literally owns everything. And then if you look at this picture, I just got it the other day. If you look at the one on the left, Elizabeth Truss, she is the Prime Minister of Britain today, just elected. And next to her is Rishi Sunak, who was also one competing for that position, and he didn't make it. Boris Johnson. These are all part of the World Economic Forum. And they are looking for young leaders, young political leaders, that can take over some of these nations and bring about policies so that their policies can be enforced in the nations. If you look at America, this is one nation that they got to bring under their control, which is very difficult, but they're doing all they can to do that. And we had also already looked at some of the prophecies from Daniel chapter 11. We could turn to Daniel chapter 11 this morning and look at the other prophecies. We looked at the first 5 prophecies last Sunday, which was from verse number 36, chapter 11 of Daniel, verse 36. We looked at that. If you looked at verse 37, it reads, verse 37 reads, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all. This is talking about the Antichrist, the man of sin. And he's saying that he will not regard the God of his fathers. So when we hear this statement here from the Bible verse, we think, or possibly some of the biblical scholars think that this Antichrist may be a Jew. We do not know, but maybe. And that is one of the prophecies that we see. If you go down to verse 38, we see, but in his estate shall he honor the God of forces, and a God whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and silver and with precious stones and pleasant things. Basically, it is saying that the Antichrist will honor his military. Someone who is trying to reign and take control of this world, he would need to have a powerful military and forces that will listen to him. And that is his plan. And here in verse 38, it says that he depends on his military and by his force, by their force, he will take over control of the nations of this world. Of course, in verse 44, we see that they will have a lot of conflicts. It says, but tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. Therefore, he shall go forth with great fury to destroy and utterly to make away many. The news of the east, tidings means news out of the east, is the land of China. The land of China, they claim that they have 1.4 billion people, but let me tell you, it is a false number. They've got much less. They may be 1.2 million, which means India takes the number one place population-wise. If we don't take any other number one place, but India now takes the population number one. India's 1.3 billion. You see, China doesn't let out any news, and they most of the time deny a lot of facts. They do not tell us, but it is not true. So they may be even close to just 1 billion people. Why is that important? We know out of the east, there should be a 2 million strong army coming in to Israel in the battle of Armageddon. And if they don't have a population, because they're getting depopulated, because you probably remember their one-child policy, and they don't have enough birds. And they think, the demographic people think, that by the year 2060, their population may be as down as 600 million people. If their population is 600 million, they will not be able to field an army of 200 million to come. See what's happening to Russia. They are also getting depopulated because they don't have enough population. And same is happening to many, many countries, nations of the world today. The only four nations that are really of good standing is United States, Mexico, Finland, and maybe India. So those are the nations that we have. In verse number 45, it says, and he shall plant the tabernacles of his palace between the seas in the glorious holy mountain, yet he shall come to his end and none shall help him. So it's basically telling the headquarters for Antichrist will be in Jerusalem. It is between the seas. I've got a map here. If you look at the first map, the Great Sea written here is a Mediterranean Sea. And this little blue one south of that, which is Jerusalem here, this is the Dead Sea. Between the two seas, the Great Seas, will be the capital of Antichrist. And that will be in Jerusalem, because the glorious mountain is meaning Jerusalem. And however, the end for him is going to come when the Lord Jesus comes and takes over and defeats these armies of Antichrist. Now let us look at the predictions of the World Economic Forum. And we looked at that. We looked about five or six of them. And we will go back and look at that again and expand on it a little bit. These are the 12 prophecies. And I also mentioned, in order for the Great Reset to happen, there has to be collapse of nations. You see, if the nations don't collapse, how are they going to take over? What are they going to tell the nations and how are they going to take them over? So there has to be collapse of nations. Now, one of the nations they have to see collapse is America. America is still so strong, so powerful, although they are putting a number on the stock market, as you all know. If you all have 401ks, it may be 50% or below by now, but don't lose heart, it'll all come back. And let us go back into the 8 predictions for 2030. I know most of you have already looked at these 8 predictions, and some of it is already in being. And I will discuss the first one because it is pretty elaborate what and how they are planning to do this. It says, you will own nothing and you'll be happy. I do not know how it is. The poor people of this world today have nothing, and I don't think they are happy. And that's what they are trying to make us all be. So we'll look at it. The second thing I'm going to take up today, USA will not be a superpower anymore by 2030. I told you last Sunday, I didn't believe in it. This Sunday, I'm changing my mind. I think it is quite possible because I've got more information how they're going to do it. So let us look at that. USA won't be the I'm trying to see where that is, but I cannot find it. But I will soon find that. So USA won't be the superpower. And why is that? And what is the reason for that? Number one, they think that the United States will not be able to control an army of its size. Secondly, they think, and they are planning to, invade this nation with 100 million people. I know none of you will believe that. The southern borders are going to be open, and you know it is already open. Within the last 2 years of this administration, about 3 million people has come in already. Now, their aim is to bring in about 100 million people into America. And how are they going to do it? They're going to cause chaos in Latin America and South America. And that will be the reason, on the basis of those, that they will flood the people in. When they flood the people in, 100 million, today we have 300 million plus population in America today. If they had to add another 100 million in the next 8 years, do you think it is possible? I don't think any of you would believe that, but that is their plan. I'm trying to see where I can look that up here. Okay, here it is. What they are going to form is they're going to form America, Mexico, and Canada to be a regional government of both these three nations, America, Canada, and Mexico. What they are trying to do is through a trustworthy source by the name of Lara Logan. I don't know if you've heard of her. She is an investigative journalist, has revealed through and from a UN whistleblower saying that there are discussions at the highest level of the United Nations with along with WEF, the billionaires, corporate leaders to invade America with 100 million people from Latin and South America and to form a regional government of the US, Canada, and Mexico. Their plan is to oust Trump, which is already past news, it's not new news, open the borders, which is already there, bring in as many people, and to bring down America, to bring America to its knees. We already see the transport of migrants or illegal aliens at night, midnight or past midnight, to different states of this country. And now the other party is also flying those people in daytime, and that is happening. But the idea of to bring 1 million people into this country may be something very frightening. And that could probably cause problems with the supremacy of this nation. Another reason that I thought myself is, how could they bring America to its knees? I think only if a rapture happens. If the rapture happens, a good number of Americans and people in America will be raptured up, and I hope it will be true. And if it is, America will not be a superpower anymore, possibly. You see, the thing is, they may have all the weapons, but unless people know how to use the weapons, they won't be able to use it. So it is possible that they may group up with one of the 10 nations of Europe. This is something that is possible. Now, so that is the second prediction that they have given to us. Now, let's look at the third prediction. The third prediction that says, you won't die waiting for an organ donor. I mean, that's a good thing, but they will print new organs for you. And that printing is going to be by 3D printing, which is already happening. However, they are able to print the organs of kidney, liver, skin, and all of those. But the functioning of that is what they are working on. And they very well can do it in the next few years. So what they are saying is they will be able to transplant those or put those into our bodies if we need those organs. Now, we do not know if they will put something else to track us in those transplanted organs or in these 3D printed organs. You know, the example I was just speaking to a few earlier, saying, you know, with our telephones today, we can take our telephones, not even use it, but they can still track us where we are and what we are doing. And all the information can be tracked through this. So this is the technology by which they are trying to take control of man. And WEF is wanting to do that. Prediction number four, you will eat much less meat. We have already heard this. 2.5 years ago, on the steps of Congress, there were one Congress lady and one senator. One is AOC and the other senator. They announced the new Green New Deal. You know what they said was, don't drive your cars, don't fly, no more cows, because they are producing and flatlands of methane. So those are the things that they do not want to see. And this is all the playbook of the WEF. Where did they get that from? It's all from the WEF. Another thing, remember, build back better. Where do you think that is from? It is from WEF. Build back better. What they're saying is they will destroy things and build it back. That is something called destructive capitalism. Destructive capitalism, where the rich make their money. You know, you destroy something and say from a hurricane or whatever, and then they go back and build it and make much more money. You see, this meat, you will not have much meat. In fact, it may be a treat for people like us. You know, they will have all the meat they want. They are the stakeholders in it, but we won't. That will be like a treat. We get meat. If we are good, they will give us meat. If we are not good, they won't give us meat. Jason, would you collect those questions if there's any? So Jason will collect the questions if there is, then we will discuss that. So the next one, prediction number five is 1 billion people will be displaced by climate change, and there will be more refugees, and the world should be prepared to accommodate them. You see, this is something that they are predicting, and already prediction number 5 is happening as a result of climate change. The basis of their activity is two. One is COVID. The COVID has produced a crisis with lots of death, debt in the nations of the world, which is true. And the second is climate change. They are saying that when there is a crisis, don't lose the opportunity to make good of that. And that's what they're doing. So we see that they are planning to do a climate lockdown. I don't know if this can be true. Coming soon, climate lockdown. They have already had a trial run with the lockdown with the COVID. Do you realize in China today, 300 million people are in lockdown? 300 million. And that's almost the population of this nation, 300 million. And they are in a lockdown, climate lockdown. So there is a website called climate.com or climatelockdown.com, and you can go there and you can see that. Now, another group that is in part of this is the International Energy Agency demands worldwide lockdowns to meet climate goals. You know, it is quite possible within a few years, a year or two, we may be given nitrogen measuring badges to wear and walk. What they are saying is during the climate during the COVID lockdown, they found that the bad gases or the nitrogen gases that was emitted had gone down as a result of not using much cars and the gas and all of those. And that's what they want to do. And you know, there are advantages for them by locking us down. They can do a lot of things because of that. So climate lockdown is what they want to do and what they want to see happen. Look at the second part. Their plan is to decrease and remove fossil fuel completely from the planet, which is gas, which is our oil. They want to shut that down. And you have already seen that there is no more new drilling that is going to go on. I think they will fail in that because everything runs on gas right now. They cannot just shut down oil and move to green energy like the wind and sunlight and all of those unless they have the infrastructure. But that's what they're doing, number one. Number two is remove meat from our diet. And the reason for that is to tell us that it is good for our health and good for the environment. Who wouldn't buy that? So number two. Number three, they plan to force automakers to do away with combustion engines. That means no more of these cars that all of us are driving, unless one of you are driving an electric car. Even if you're driving an electric car today, how are you going to get the electric to charge it? What will be the cost of electric? Do you know in Europe today, the people have no money to pay the electric bills? It is that high. In fact, Paris, France, and UK has agreed to pay the people's electric bill because they have refused to pay. What if it happens here? What today, the average electric bill with the type of our homes is anywhere between $300 to maybe $800. What if our electric bill is $4,000 a month? How are we going to afford it? That is the question. So they want to do away with cars with combustion engine. Number four, companies are to implement long-term work from home. So this work from home may be again another thing that we will continue. Those that are eager to go back to offices, that may not happen. Then number five, get as many people off the roads as possible, as many cars to drive so that the emission from these cars will not affect our climate. And number six, keep as many people at home as possible. Look at number seven, don't use cars on Sundays. What's that going to do to us? Okay, to the church going people, no driving on cars. And if you do, you'll be locked out. That was eight. Number nine is make sure you stay only in your local community. If you live in Louisville, you just go around Louisville and no further, because you don't want to use too much of your gas. And that's what it is. Number nine, don't own a second car. Molly is wanting me to buy another car. I told her this yesterday. No more second cars. So because they want less emission. That's what it is. And number 10, I added this myself. This only applies to us, the common man. But these people, they will have everything. They will use their planes. You know, when this WEF conference takes place in Davos, Switzerland, once a year conference, and they have regional conferences in different countries of the world. And this conference takes place, and all of these people, almost 3,000 people, they all fly in their private jets right there. And when they question them, why do you use your own private jets? Because you are emitting so much of unwanted gases into the air. They said, oh, we buy carbon credits. We buy the credits, and so we are allowed to fly. They have the money because they are billionaires. They own this world. So who are the people that are involved in this? Who are all in this? It is the United Nations, the World Economic Forum, the elites, the billionaires, the corporate CEOs, scientists, journalists, and IEA, International Energy Association. They are all in it. But as I see, Bill Gates, he is one of the leaders of this. He and Charles Klaus Schwab, and of course, the King of England. They are all and very influential people, and they are trying to make this happen. So for all these to happen, we have got only 8 years. So I will stop here, and then next week, I will do the number one, which is you will not own anything, and you will be happy. And I'll touch on how they are trying to take up lands, our houses, our cars. Here, cars is already, if they say you cannot use your cars, that's it. You can buy electric cars. Electric cars cost between $65,000 to $110,000. So how are you going? You don't need cars to work because you'll be working from home. So that's what they are going to do. If you have a farm and if you have cows, they ask you to kill your cows. We don't want cows. I wonder what's going to happen to India with the Hindus. You know, I think the cow is one of their gods, or they consider it that way. That's why they all roam the streets in India. So we will look at that. So next Sunday, we will deal with the prediction number one, which is quite a bit. I think I only went up to prediction number six. Let me also do this. It says the polluters of this world will have to pay taxes for emitting carbon dioxide. This is already happening. This is already put in force. If you emit carbon dioxide, you have to pay taxes. If you're not a businessman, I don't think you will have a problem with that. But these rich people, when they fly the planes, they buy carbon taxes. They buy, and so they think they are allowed to do it. I do not know if you remember, there was a time in the Catholic Church, the rich could buy sin credits. You commit a sin, and you can go buy credits from the Catholic Church. And so that sin is taken care of. That's how they made the money. I do not know which century that was. Those were called sin credits. And this is the carbon credits that they are talking about. You see, our country today, the present day, left and extreme left have already got a head start on this. They want socialism, they want climate change control, and destroy fossil fields, and they're already doing all of that. So they're already one up and in coups, in step with the WF. Let us close in prayer. Our Father, we thank you for this day. Father, as we look at this, as we hear all of this, these are just warnings given to us, a time for us to come close to the Lord, just like we heard in the earlier message that we depend on our Lord for everything, asking our Lord for our daily bread, O Lord, to protect us, to guide us, and also to come closer to you. Lord, Lord, teach us, we pray, every day of every day, of every week, teach us, O Lord. Thank you once again for everything. We ask all of these things in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen.